You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The dictionary defines extra as extravagant, excessive. Yeah, sounds about right. This is the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Oh, are you in for a treat today? Hey, it's Ace. Something special happening. We're off this week. We're on vacation. A little spring break for the boys and girls of the Ace and TJ Show. But here's what's happening. We have something called Ace TJ Prime Plus. And every day, there are some extra stuff that's included there. Among the various things, there's something called Ace and TJ Extra, Extra Funny. It is a bonus piece of the show every day that is put just there for people who subscribe. So today, this week, for Extra Funny, we are giving you some examples, some of our favorite stuff from the Ace and TJ Extra, Extra Funny. And of course, if you'd like to get that every day, among lots of other stuff like TJ's political podcast, the old stuff, you can hear the show and watch the show commercial free on Ace and TJ Prime Plus. And that's how you also get the Extra, Extra Funny podcast. You can check that out at acetj.com/prime is where you find all that stuff, or on the Ace and TJ family app. But enjoy it. This is a little sneak preview of the stuff you get on Ace and TJ Extra, Extra Funny as part of today's Ace and TJ Extra Funny podcast.
You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra, Extra Funny podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
I don't think it's any secret that that we're trying to build a business here. Yeah. And Ace and I have done this the proper way, where we made really good money in our younger years and then waited until we were close to retirement age to start trying to build a business from scratch.
Yep.
I mean, I'm thinking that is probably part of every, master's degree program at business schools. It's like how to start a business is wait until you're in your 50s.
Yeah, this is everybody calls your peak earning years.
Yeah.
All of my friends are in their peak earning years looking toward retirement. And I literally this morning before coming to work sent an email to say, hey, I'm going to need some more money out of my retirement fund that is now within a couple of months of depletion.
Well, that doesn't sound fun at all. That's not a retirement fund.
It's not fun.
So my wife had got it into her head that, you know, that we need to put mulch in the flower beds and all around. We have these trees in our front yard that are mulched. We have mulch around them and all that. And it's mulching season, and that's what we need to do. Well, the mulch was on sale at the place, and they would deliver it to your house, but the delivery would be $80. So I'm like, oh, we're not spending $80 on that. I got a truck.
Sure.
I'll go by there and pick that shit up.
Makes sense.
So I didn't know how much mulch she had ordered. And I get there, and the guy goes, he says, meet me around there. And it's not loose mulch. It's bagged mulch.
That's going to be my question. Yeah. Okay.
And so he goes, you just want a pallet? And I was like, no, I don't need a pallet. I thought he meant like the actual, like it would be easier to put it in the truck if it were on. Like I'll put what you ordered on a pallet. I didn't realize what had been ordered was basically a pallet.
Oh my God.
So I said, nah, I don't need the pallet. So he just starts taking bags off of these stacks and just throwing them in my truck. And he gets it to where it won't hold another one. And he goes, well, I still owe you 20 bags.
What?
And I'm like, what?
Your truck was completely full.
Yeah.
And he still owed you 20 bags.
Like the back of it was bogged down. And I said, well, I'm going to have to go home and unload this and come back and get the other ones. And he goes, okay, well, give me that paper, because she, you know, she did it like a young person, yeah, where you just, you know, curbside pickup order and all that stuff. So he took my receipt that I had to show that I had ordered it, and he just scribbled 20 bags and then put his initials. So I drove all the way home, changed clothes, because I was in my nice work clothes like I'm wearing today with hoodie and jeans. I had to put on, you know, less casual clothes. And I unloaded 40-something bags, like big bags of that mulch. And then when I unloaded it, I just took it to the areas where we're going to be using it.
Right.
And stacked it up, you know, and then had to go back. And I got the rest of it. Came home, unloaded it all where it goes. And, you know, you pick up those big bags. Even they don't weigh that much. They're a little bit, you know, cumbersome, and walk them all the way across the yard and stacking them and, you know, all of that. And I had mentioned to Jody the day before, I said, oh, the weather's going to be nice tomorrow. I think I'll probably I'll go off to the track and walk, get some exercise. So later that day, she came back from whatever errands she was running, and I was up in my office working, and she comes up there and she goes, I thought you were going to walk today. I said, well, I was, but then I figured I just unloaded 2 truckloads full of mulch and carried them across the yard. That might count as a, you know, as a little bit of a workout, as much as walking around the track would.
I burned a few calories in the process of doing that. Got a full body workout.
Yeah. My arms are sore. I mean, because I was thinking, wow, this is a lot better than walking. I mean, I didn't mind it at all. I was like, this is a non-boring workout. Because I'm slinging it, stacking, you know, doing the whole thing. I thought you were going to walk today. Okay. So now, yesterday was unload it and stack it in the place it goes, and then today is spread it.
Yeah. You know, the other day I was like, you getting a lot of mulch? You were like, I don't think so. I think it's just going to be a couple of bags. I went, okay, yeah, he's going to. There's a lot of space out there.
Right? It turns out to be a pallet of mulch.
Yeah. And that's why the guy asked, because you're getting a pallet. You want me to just put the whole pallet on the truck? I was like, I don't want to have to get rid of it.
Thank God you said no, because if he'd gone and put that whole thing on there, you'd have had more mulch than you could have handled.
No, it would have been same amount. That's what I'm saying. She ordered a pallet.
I know. Something. That's what I'm saying, though. If he'd gone and lifted up a pallet and just dropped it on your truck, you'd have had to unload. Then you had like, I got to take some of this off. I can't get it all home.
Yeah, I would have had to strap it down. Do something. But it's never enough, what I'm saying. Never enough.
I thought you were going to walk today. Yeah, I thought your ass was going to go spread some mulch, Jody. Get out there with the shovel. No.
Yesterday, I would do what I did yesterday every day. But what I'm going to be doing today falls into the category of yard work, which I hate. Oh, God, I hate it. Hate it, hate it, hate it.
Yeah.
Yesterday wasn't yard work. It was just moving and stacking.
Because today, though, it's slower. Mm. It's a lot of get it, then you got to clean it, level it out, spread stuff around. Yeah. Just pick it, grabbing bags and taking them across the yard. You got kind of, you
know, hoisting them.
Yeah, you're doing something then.
Looking like a damn brawny man out there.
Does Jody get turned on by watching you do that stuff?
No.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm, no.
I had a girlfriend that was way into that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I don't know why I'm wearing a bandana and Crocs cutting the grass. I don't exactly look like Bradley Cooper out here.
Well, let me put it this way. She likes it better than normal me, which doesn't necessarily equate to turning her on.
She may not be excited by it, but at least she's not repulsed.
Mm-hmm. She's not dying to...
Love that description. She likes it better than normal.
The guy napping on the public couch and CPAP on.
Or even, you know, normal me, you know, cooking or, you know, making other people laugh.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
She still likes this, you slinging bags of mulch better than cooking you or you making everybody laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or me just doing, you know,
breathing.
Yeah. doing that annoying thing where I inhale and exhale. And leaving lights on.
She says you're super hot when you're under the house.
When she can't see me or hear me or anything. Just when you get up. Oh, I tell you what, you know what would really get me excited? If you just went and lived under the house. If you just kind of, you know, took a sleeping bag down there in the crawl space.
Let's try it one night.
And it's then, nice. And then, what, I would come see you. And every time it was, you know, every 6 months or whenever you got to change that filter under there, I'd go buy it for you and throw it under the house for you.
Sounds great.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app. Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.